Orca whales rely on echolocation to map the ocean terrain. That means they send out a signal and they get a signal back. It helps them detect predators, hunt for food, and avoid nets. Baleen whales like humpbacks don't have that ability.
As they're feeding, they're not really paying attention to what's ahead of them. They can run into anchor lines, mooring lines, nets, things in the water.
Kate Wynn is the marine mammal specialist at the University of Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program. She brings out a device called a whale pinger. It's about 3 inches long, made out of plastic, and shaped like a football.
Let's see if I can get it to ping here.
She licks her finger and touches one of the electrodes.
So if they're in contact with water, whether it's fresh water or salt water or spit, whatever, it will activate the pinger.
The device was originally designed to keep whales out of shark barriers in Australia. But here in Alaska, it's used to deter whales from running into purse seines and gill nets. So let's say you're a baleen whale swimming in the Frederick Sound.
50 feet away from the net, you'll hear this thing go ping, and you'll look up from the fish that you're chasing, and you'll keep moving away from that ping until you don't hear it, and then you go back to the beach.
Whale pingers can be expensive. It's $125, and fishermen may need up to a dozen, depending on the size of the net. It doesn't always guarantee that a whale will swim the other way.
I have heard several reports that people say, well, there was a pinger, and I had a big hole right next to it that looked like a whale just blew through my net right next to a pinger.
That's exactly what happened to Joe Sisney. He's been a fisherman his entire life and works on a purse seiner.
In the previous probably 10 seasons, I have never been whaled. Never got a whale go through my net. And we had three go through our net last year. And as it turns out, one or two or three of the pingers had quit working and we didn't know it.
He says it wasn't a dead battery issue. The pingers just malfunctioned.
So it gave the whales a target to hit because there wasn't any noise coming from that section of the net.
As far as giving pingers another chance, Sisney isn't forgetting his last experience.
No more, you know, unless they become more reliable and, you know, maybe give you an indication that they're working or not.
Commercial fishing fleets in Alaska use pingers on a voluntary basis, but they are required in parts of the U.S. In California, a study by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found that bycatch of beaked whales went down to 0% after pingers were mandated. Right now, the Marine Advisory Program is collecting its own data to determine the effectiveness of pingers and troubleshoot problems.
By gathering data from different situations, different fisheries, different gear types, we're getting a better understanding of how well the pingers work and what we might have to do to modify them.
The program is asking fishermen with and without pingers to fill out logbooks. Wynn says whales infrequently become entangled in nets, but when they do, there's still a lot we don't know.
I'm not sure a statistician will ever be happy with the results we get, but when I hear reports from fishermen who say, I saw a whale coming towards my net and at a certain distance, it went around and then it came back after my net and got back on its course, to me, even if it's not statistically significant, it is biologically significant and it means something to me.
Fishermen are filling out the pinger logbooks around Petersburg, Kodiak, and the Aleutian Islands. In Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.